You're listening to the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. For the man on death row at a maximum security prison in Livingston, Texas, a life of extreme isolation is a part of their sentence. There's virtually no opportunity to connect with the 3,000 other prisoners or the outside world. But these men on death row do have radios, and in the prison's Polanski unit, there's a radio station run by its prisoners.
Hello, Polanski.
Once again, we're on Let's Talk About It.
Hey, man, it's another week of the on radio.
Hour of power.
That's the sound of 106.5 FM, The Tank, in Livingston, Texas. Carrie Blakinger is a staff writer for the Marshall Project, who focuses on prisons and jails, and she recently visited this prisoner-run radio station. Carrie, great to have you back on The Standard.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So tell us more about this station. Where is it exactly, and who runs it?
It is run by the prisoners, and it is located inside Polanski Unit. Looks like an almost nondescript sort of closet from the outside, and you go in this room in the center of the unit, and it's filled with sound equipment donated by churches.
Wow. So what do you actually hear on the station? You've had a chance to listen in, right?
Yeah, I did. I went and I visited the station and, you know, interviewed one of the main guys behind it, who goes by his DJ name, Megamind. And I'm really impressed by just the amount of programming that they have. They have sort of round-the-clock programming like you would with any real-world radio station. And they've got everything from, you know, they have heavy metal show that's very popular.
Oh, yeah. Back in the pit. Back in the pit.
Back in action.
They do life skills classes.
All right, my friends. Time to wake up. The world is awake and waiting on you.
You know, they have some Spanish language stuff.
It's your boy Puppet in the house, isn't it?
A lot of religious programming. They have a little conspiracy theory show at nights. And they also do some interviews. Like, they've interviewed the warden. They interviewed, I think, a criminal justice board member. They've interviewed some of the other guys at the unit, you know, talking about things that sort of that audience in particular would understand better than any other. And when I visited, they interviewed me.
It sounds pretty interesting to listen to. But who can listen? Can all the prisoners listen to the station?
Yeah, I mean, anyone that has a radio. It is a low watt station, so you can't hear it like very far past the parking lot at all.
Right.
Which also is kind of a really neat feature, because I think in some ways it makes almost a safe space sort of for the guys that are saying these things, you know, because they can talk about some deeply personal things and understand that the audience that's hearing them is an audience that understands these issues in a way that most of the world cannot.
Which raises the question, how'd you hear about the station?
I was interviewing someone on death row. I was interviewing John Ramirez, who had a scheduled execution date in September. And you might remember him. He was the guy that was trying to get permission to have his chaplain touch him as he was being executed. Right. So the week before he was scheduled for execution in September, I interviewed him. And then he mentioned this station, and we ended up spending like a third of the interview talking about this radio station, which I think is also very telling that, you know, with a potential execution date coming up, which, as people might remember, ended up, you know, being called off. So, but with this potential execution date looming, he was really enthusiastic about talking about this radio station. Like, that's how meaningful it is to them.
Carrie, you mentioned that the warden had been interviewed on this station. How do prison officials feel about this sort of ability to communicate beyond walls, and whether or not that cuts into the spirit of incarceration, especially the isolation that's definitely a component of it, at least historically speaking?
Yeah, I mean, I think that part of it is that this warden seems to be invested in being willing to try sort of more progressive new things. There's one thing actually that he said to me when I – that didn't make it into my story, but one thing that he said to me when I was there interviewing him was he said, "We're always talking about the inmate population, but we grow too." And I just thought that was really interesting that you have prison officials in Texas that are even thinking about their own growth and how to do things better. So when the prisoners came to him at the start of the pandemic asking if they could start a station, saying they had, you know, possible equipment donations. And he said, yes. I mean, that was sort of going out on a limb. Like, it's something of a risk. But he also saw the potential to help these guys be able to, you know, have something meaningful to engage in, especially when the prisons are so understaffed that, you know, they're probably not really going to be able to add sort of robust programming in any other way.
You can read the story for yourself at themarshallproject.org, and we'll have a link to it at texasstandard.org, too. Carrie Blakinger is a staff writer for The Marshall Project, which focuses on prisons and jails. Carrie, thanks again for speaking with us.
Thanks for having me.